welcome to the Domestic Fuel Cast, a podcast devoted to news and information about alternative fuels and energy. Produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
The roar of the engines. The smell of the biodiesel. I'm your host, John Davis. While tractor pulls might have started as a way for local farmers to show off the power of their farm implements at the local county fair or celebration, it has morphed into a full-fledged sport with amazing vehicles that pump out 3,000 horsepower or more. And now, what many consider the fuel of the future, biodiesel, is helping power some of those sled-pulling behemoths. This year's National Tractor Pullers Association Midwest Extreme Truck and Tractor Pull is burning a B20 blend of the soybean-based green fuel in the mean machines that tear up the dirt track. At a recent event sponsored by the United Soybean Board and the Soybean Checkoff in Jefferson City, Missouri, Dennis Schrammick, a Missouri corn and soybean farmer, gets ready to fire up his tractor for a run.
We've got an AGCO model DT225. It's a four turbocharged super stock. It's got 30.5, 32 rear tires on it. And we pull in the National Tractor Pullers Association, the competition. We're running for points. And so we're here tonight. And we're going to try to get our tractor up on the top again.
The biodiesel Schrammick runs in his tractor is made right on his own farm in central Missouri, so he has a firm grip on the quality control of the highly tuned engines he runs. Some of the fuel is used in the transport vehicles many of the tractor pullers use, important when you consider that each season sends Schrammick, as well as many of his competitors, around the country to various events.
We'll probably have 16 or 18 different hooks. When I say hooks, that's we go to an event just like this event. We'll have two hooks, one tonight and then one tomorrow night. And so we do a lot of traveling. We go to Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Michigan, Wisconsin. So we get around the Midwest and see a lot of the country during the summertime.
And on the other end of the pulling spectrum is the sled.
Sled is a weight transfer machine. You start off, the front of the pan don't really weigh a lot. The sled's going to weigh somewhere around 40,000, depending on what class you got and what's in the box. As the weight box goes up, it transfers 500% of that weight to make it heavier for the vehicles to pull.
Donnie Bungert of Bungert Motorsports makes and runs the tractor pull sleds. He says the qualities of biodiesel are important in this age of ultra-low sulfur diesels.
Well, since the new low sulfur fuel come out, there's no lubricity in it, and that is a big player that biodiesel helps that issue.
Bungert adds that he has no trouble finding biodiesel, as it is available at many truck stops along the tour. And Schrammick believes biodiesel has a long future ahead of it on the tour and in our engines.
Well, I think it's going to grow. I know there's challenges. There's lobbyists working against us. But I think in the long run, it's clean, you know. It's going to help us. It's going to help the economy. It's going to just put more dollars out here on use. We've got it. You know, it's here. We're growing the beans. We've got the oil content out of the beans. And above all is reduce our foreign dependence. That's the bottom line right there.
But in the short term, he's mostly interested how far that biodiesel will take him down that dirt track on a warm summer's evening in Missouri. I'm John Davis reporting.
You've been listening to the Domestic Fuel Cast, the official podcast of DomesticFuel.com. Check out the website daily for the latest good news about the alternative energy industry.